Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests promote herself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with the great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Welcome to Planet Remix, where the light is always shining. Now I know you may be wondering, where have they been? What's been going on? Well, a lot's been going on. And one of the most beautiful things that's happening right now is that there's so much energy that is being integrated at this time. We are going through a remodel, sort of like a renovation of a whole new, complete wave of magic and transformation. So what I want to do is I want to invite you to join me as you have on many journeys, but to join me and to join us on this journey. We are about to take a trip, and we're about to go up, 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 and far, 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 far into the cosmos. So if you've been wondering where we've been to the other side of the Milky Way. The vortex to Planet Remix is open. The integration process has begun. And the new wave of evolution is here. And all those who seek love, light, is welcome. So join me as we take this journey now. I'm going to count down from 9, 8, 7, 6. Five, four, three, two, one, 0. We're almost there. You made it. The new wave of evolution. Welcome to Planet Remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Peace and greetings to you, and welcome to the remix, everyone. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number for tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to be the number to get you locked in right here to the remix. So you can definitely go ahead and get yourself locked in, 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. And then also, if you're an international listener and you're out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you are more than welcome to come on over and join us here live in the remix as well. Just dial the U.S. country code. Once you dial the U.S. country code, then all you have to do is dial 646-652-2711, and you're here. Also, want to let you know the chat room is open. So let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions so you can get yourself over and come on over and join us over here on chat. And so all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word, The Remix, and you can find your way on over. And you can join us here in the chat room. The Remix family is here. They're in the chat room. They will certainly make you feel welcome. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to The Remix. If you're a guest in chat, and I see that we have lots of guests that are joining us, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and just come on in. That's going to lock you right in to the remix here, to Planet Remix here. I want to give shouts out to everyone out there listening and all of our international listeners who's listening in the forum tonight as we get ready to get into the share tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about getting to the heart of the matter. And Brother Bilal is going to be joining us here live in the platform. It's always a joy to have Brother Bilal to come join with us in the remix family.
So shout out to all of you guys out there listening from all over the world. We're going to give some international shouts out in just a moment. And welcome the Remix family. Welcome all of you as you're coming to join us here live in the platform tonight on Sunday night, or depending on what part of the world you're in, good morning, good night, good afternoon, good day, wherever you are. So let's go give some international shouts out as we get ready to get this kicked off here. Want to give some international shouts out to listeners who are listening live right now from all over the planet. Romania's in the house tonight. Switzerland is listening live tonight. We have Tanzania who's listening live. Cameroon is in the house tonight. Argentina is listening live. We have listening live from Denmark and Japan. Quite a few people listening from Japan tonight. We also have Puerto Rico listening live tonight. Naples is listening live tonight. We have Chile in the house listening live. We have Bangladesh is in the house listening live. South Korea is listening live. Mozambique, woo-hoo. Big ups to Mozambique. We have Kenya listening live in the house tonight. Australia, Brazil, and Thailand and Spain is listening live tonight. Saudi Arabia, Belgium is listening live tonight. We have Italy, Egypt, Greece is in the house tonight. India is in the house tonight listening live. Singapore, and of course, Jamaica is listening live tonight. Let's just go ahead and get all the islands out the way because quite a few of you are listening live from the islands. The Bahamas is in the house tonight. We have Trinidad in the house tonight. Tobago is in the house tonight. Barbados is here listening live tonight. We also have Europe. Germany is listening live tonight. The Netherlands is here. We have France here. Parts of South Africa. Canada is listening live. Turkey is listening live. And a whole bunch of countries that I probably will screw up if I say, but I'm going to try. Italy. let's see who else is listening live. We have, we're going to kind of leave those other countries alone right now, but we know you're out there and you're listening live, as well as the big listening audience in the UK and Canada, always on board, and all of you throughout the United States listening live here in the Remix. So, wow. Oh, wow. So many. And, of course, we have our planetary lineup that is listening live tonight. The Watchers are listening live. We have Mars, Venus, Jupiter, and all other of the cosmic areas listening live for us tonight. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. I'm your host, OK, Miss Blue, here live with you in the form tonight. I also want to remind you guys, because I didn't get a chance to do this on the last show, but I want to tell you this. If you didn't go get a chance to listen to the last show, I do want to encourage you. We did a show on Friday night, kicked it off on Friday night. You definitely want to go back and you want to download. You want to download and you definitely want to listen. Now, I want to tell you, the Remix is available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And for those of you that is not living inside of those constraints, we are available for you at any given time, any given moment. And it's a couple of ways that you can connect and you can stay connected to the Remix. If you have Android or any device that supports any of the Android devices, all you have to do is go over to the Android Market and type in the Remix with Miss Blue. You will see the Remix logo there that is recognized all throughout the cosmos. And you can get the Remix logo and you can download it. You'll be able to download it back. You'll be able to download the app there, and it will connect you straight in. It will give you a direct line of communication, a straight vibration, straight into the Remix, and that's how you can listen. Now, for those of you who are Apple users, You can actually go to the iTunes market. Yes, yes, we are on iTunes. And you can go ahead and you can go to the iTunes market. It's a couple of ways that you can get there. You can come here to the Remix Radio page, click the iTunes, the little purple logo there. It'll take you straight to iTunes. Or you can actually go over to the iTunes market and type in the Remix with Miss Blue. You will see the logo and you can download it. That is our gift from the Remix. That is our gift from the Remix. Yes. You'll be able to download the Remix app and you can take it with you on the go. You can have it with you on demand and you'll be able to listen. Make sure you go ahead and put your likes over there. We love reading your comments and others love reading your comments about the Remix. So you can do that there as well. You can also find us on Facebook as well. And you can follow the Remix Radio page and go over there, just click like, thousands of you have, and you can connect and find out about all the goodies over there on the Remix page, and you'll be able to tap in and just stay connected to the Remix, and it's a wonderful thing. I do want to remind you it's Sunday night, and I want to say thank you to everyone. So many of you have gone and downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and I've been getting your feedback about how amazing this has been for you in this time, and you've been able to work with that. If you don't know about the Know Your Magic audio workbook, I specifically designed that for whatever stage on your spiritual journey that you're in. It is there to really help to give you everything that you need so that you can be able to build your own archives of what is your activating codes, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, or the matters of the heart. You'll learn how to release a cosmic orgasm. You'll also know how to dance with your dark side. So anything that you could be needing on your spiritual journey, it is there. Whether you're a beginner, maybe you've been on your path for many, many years, like the brother that emailed me and the sister, some of them have been doing this work much, much longer than myself. They were able to find and get and fine-tune exactly what they needed. So I invite you to go over and take a look at the Know Your Magic audio workbook, because thousands of you around the globe have done that, and it has definitely worked for you. It is something that was created that is timeless. It is endless. It is boundless, just like you are. And the good thing about it is you don't have to wait. You don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to do anything. You just go and you can download it straight to your computer and you can work with it and listen to it. You will get over 4 hours of non-stop magic that will transcend you any space that you're in. You're feeling stuck, feel like you just need some new inspiration. Be able to pull that out of yourself by knowing your magic. And I know that all of you know your magic. So that's a powerful tool that is available for you. I invite you all to do that. If the information is available in the show notes, you can go to www.msblueblast.com and you can check it out. Also, I want to remind you, Sunday night, you know what happens on Sunday night, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. It is time that we place the orders in for out the weeks. And so many of you guys have done that as well. If you don't have the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, I don't know what part of the cosmos you're living in, because this is definitely a place for you to know your magic. And I have everyone. There is no learning curve. It's a oracle deck, and it is a way for you to tap into all of your inner light, to be able to bring that out, to get questions answered, guidance. It's a way to fine-tune yourself. One brother told me that he uses that when he wakes up in the morning. It's kind of like him checking in with the universe and finding out what's going on, not in the world, but in his world, in his universe. And so it's a great tool. You can go over and you can read all of the testimonies from brothers and sisters all over the planet that have used and is still using, like myself and many of you, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. So, Miss Blue Blast facebook.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, is how you're going to get there. And you can go ahead and make your request there. Also, know that all of the notes are available in the show notes, and you can check that out there, too. It's so good to have everybody in the house tonight. I see all of your smiling faces there. So glad to have you guys in here as we get ready to get into the share tonight. And an amazing share as we get ready to get into the share. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue, and then we're going to listen to some music. I want to get some shots out. Woohoo! Shots out to the Remix family out there listening. Want to say shots out to Self-Invested. Yes, yes, yes. We got together in Self-Invested this Saturday, and it was so beautiful. It was just so beautiful. Everyone, the brothers and sisters in Self-Invested, they showed up and showed out, and it was just simply amazing. It was beautiful. I want to give big shouts out to all of the artists all over the planet that is doing their work. Y'all, they are definitely holding space in the cosmos for you. They are doing your work, and they are available for you. So you can go over to the Remix Radio page, scroll down, just go through, because there's lots of goodies over there, and you will find that list of all the priestesses and all of everything that they provide. They do readings for everything. It doesn't matter what you got going on in your life. I don't care if you're up, if you're down, if you just want to know how to jump and turn around, they got you. Whether it's for children, babies, healing, it doesn't matter. They got you. And these are some badass sisters. These are some badass, solid, grounded sisters that really is about the work and about the love. And this is a big part of what they came to the planet to do. And they are here to assist you in what you came to the planet to do. So it just doesn't get any better than that. So I invite you to reach out to the priestess, and they definitely will make sure that you are on your spiritual journey and really, really rocking the way you want to rock in this world. So I want to welcome you guys all to the Remix. We're going to hear some Baby Blue. Yes, we are. We're going to hear some Baby Blue, and we're going to be doing a lot of things tonight. You definitely want to jump on the phone lines, because later, Brother Bilal is going to be giving some readings, and myself. So that's going to be a very special treat. It's the first time Brother Bilal is joining us here back in the Remix since he's been to California. And my, it's going to be a powerful share. So here's what I want to do. We're going to listen to some music. We're going to listen to some music. Definitely, we're going to listen to some Baby Blue. And then we're going to get ready to get into the forum tonight. Yeah.
La 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 la, the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I can truly say that I am just so grateful for the Remix and for each and every single one of you, and being able to be in this sacred space with you, to be able to be here and to be present and to be able to witness all of this, be able to witness just the magic that is happening. I want you tonight, as we're getting into the share, I definitely want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper. I want you to have something to write with. You're going to want to write this down for a lot of reasons. But you're definitely going to want to write this down. I want you guys to know that, it's just some powerful shit going on. It really is. And some really, really beautiful things that's happening. And I am truly, truly, truly honored and truly grateful to be able to be connected with such an amazing group, which is about 3 million strong soul group. I promise you, it is the best thing that is out of this world, that is truly out of this world. We do a lot of talk about all is one. I can truly tell you that in this space here with you on the remix, Planet Remix, I've been able to see that. I've been truly able to see that. Just go look through the archives. Go look, and you will be able to see all is truly one here. A place of love, of light, that's always evolving, changing, growing. I'm just so grateful for that. I'm just so grateful. I really am. And very thankful for each and every one of you. Truly, truly, truly. So, we're going to vibe to this. We're going to vibe to this beat here. And then we're going to get ready to welcome Brother Bilal.
Bye.
That's Michael Jackson, and I couldn't help it, even if I wanted to. And so fitting for Planet Remix here, because I couldn't help it, even if we wanted to. We wouldn't help it. Well, welcome to the remix, everyone. Thank you guys so much for joining us here live in the forum tonight. We're going to be talking about getting to the heart of the matter with Brother Bilal. And for those of you who listen to the remix, I know you're very familiar with Brother Bilal and his work. But for those of you who are new, and perhaps this is your first introduction, I want to let you know Brother Bilal comes and he brings a wealth of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding with him. And also, many of you have experienced readings or sessions with Brother Bilal. He does those amazing soul alignment readings that really just connects you and really just helps to guide you on your spiritual journey and your path and really bring it to you in a way that you can understand and be able to follow. And then also for the soul cycle calendars, that really just gives you an overview. It's almost like you floating above the Earth's atmosphere and looking down and being able to map your way out from one place to the other. You'll be able to do this, and it's different for every single person. I received all of your emails about how amazing these sessions have been, life-changing. Many people told me that there's been things that they've been dealing with for their whole life, but finally was able to get a breakthrough. They were finally able to look at their life and really be able to take a look and really be able to not only help them where they are at this present moment on their spiritual journey, but also propel themselves into the future and really be able to take a look and do reflection and gather the lessons that have been learned throughout time. So I invite you all to reach out to contact Brother Bilal. You can contact him at Bilal, B-A-L-A-H, theexperience@gmail.com. Everything is available in the show notes as well. You guys will also be getting a very special treat tonight because Brother Bilal and myself will be doing readings here as we've done before. So I want to take this opportunity to welcome Brother Bilal to joining us here on the platform. So let's go ahead and bring that activation and bring him on. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome back, Ms. Blue, Remix family. What's up?
Oh, yes.
What's going on?
Oh, yes, yes. Just beautiful times that we're in going on.
Wow, it's been a while, been a minute. Yeah, we've been getting it in. It's been good. It's been good.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How's the Remix family?
Ah, the Remix family, amazing, you know, as well. You know, we did Self-Invested yesterday, and, you know, everything
right.
is just really, really just amazing. Yeah, yeah. So much going on. You know, we definitely look to you as Remix family as well and to check in with the cosmos to find out what is going on.
Yeah, you know, my biggest thing is I don't just like to, you know, just talk about or repeat, you know, just what they say on the news. I want to tell you
what it
is and why it is. That I feel that's more important than anything. And
so
just like me and you were talking, you know, we talking about it, you know, it's going to be a super moon for the next 3 months. But the average person don't even know why that is.
Yes. Yes.
All right. And if you really think about it, every month is a super moon. Look at it like that.
Yes. Yes.
You really need to say super sun because the moon is really a reflection. But why is it a super moon? Right. You know. So that becomes the more important thing. And then how is that connected to you? How do you work that energy? How do it works in your benefit? If you don't know that, you're just looking up at the sky. You just looking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So true. Yeah.
So in this at this point of the month, the moon was opposite house in Capricorn, in the sun opposite in Cancer. It was just like a square, just because you know the moon is just a reflection.
Yes.
Okay, but when we talk about super moon, or when we ever talk about the moon period, we talk about super mood, M-O-O-D. And always keep that in mind. So don't just, you know, don't just look at it and think it's just, you know, just out there glowing, but it's a direct connection to you.
Yes.
All right, so, and I love knowing about it. You know,
yes, beautiful. I was going to ask you, can you talk about the magnetic field and the shield of the planet, and why is it fading? It's a lot of this talk going on right now.
Well, as you wake up, it fades, because we are really the true magnets of this planet.
Yes.
Okay, and the main thing you need to know about the magnetic field is what they call lodestone. Lodestone is a layer in the planet. The lodestone in the planet is the magnet to this planet itself. So this is what creates that gravitational pull. But they're not only noticing the magnetic field being weak, but it's weak over the West Hemisphere. Say that.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
It's weak over the West Hemisphere because of the awakening, because of the resurrection. And when I say resurrection, it's you awakening to your true self, to your higher self. You obeying your higher self.
Yes.
That's what's causing that disturbance. It's divine, you know. It's real divine, and you know, I love sharing with the Remix family, and you know, we have a lot of information tonight, man. California was off the chain. I got to give a shout out to Perfect Union Wealth Center. It went down. Yes. Oh, it went down.
Mm.
Like for real. So you know, shout out to my brothers in Baltimore, California, all my brothers in the NO and around the world. You know what I'm saying? So. Much love everywhere. You know, just like I say, excited to be back. You know, we've been working on the back end.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, but we have some good things to share tonight, because where we are, you know, whenever we're ready, we'll jump into it.
All right. We are definitely ready. We are live here tonight. with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, joining us here live in the platform as well, and Self-Invested, and the Remix family as that. And, we are definitely ready. Everybody got their pens and a piece of paper and ready to go.
Man, I tell you, good to have you back. And, you know, congratulations to Baby Blue and all that good stuff, you know. And, yes. You know, everything is not business. We are family, so it's no business between us, you know. It's all love.
All love, yes.
Right.
Yes.
But I tell you where we're gonna start tonight is the ETM. Not the ETA yet. Because we're looking to find out where we are in the cosmos and where we are at this point in time. So we're looking at the ETM, which is the estimated time of matter. Just like the title of the show tonight. So what's the matter? Right? So now look at it like this, because when we talk about what does it matter? We overlook this so much because this become the foundation of trust and security. Now tell me that don't sound like it's not connected.
Yes.
It's the foundation of trust and security. It's the building block to our connection in life. Because if you're not there when it matters to me, what good is it? You know, so when things are going good, all of us are good. But when we're going through what appears to be challenging times,
yes,
are you there when it matters? Can I trust that you're going to be there when it matters?
Yes. important.
So why is it hard? Because, you know, when we say matter, we're talking about material. And look how materialistic everybody have become. But most people still chasing because they're not able to materialize and bring things into existence, into the light.
Mm.
So I'm gonna bring up the very thing you missing to make things matter. All matter are facts.
Mm.
Let me say that again. All matters are facts. So if you're stuck in matter, you're not dealing with facts.
Yes.
Because 9 times out of 10, you're not dealing with the facts. And all matter stems from facts. That's why you ask your wife, what's the matter? Because look at the look on her face, and you say, damn, baby, what's the matter? What matter is, we have to get back to the facts. So that's why tonight we're going to go through the process to get to the heart of all matters. We have to get to the heart of all matters. We're going to the center of matter. Think about you go home and you got that look on your face and your wife said, what's wrong? What's the matter? You say, baby, I got fired.
Mm.
You only got fired because you wasn't dealing with facts. You saw everybody getting laid off for the past year. What did you think was going to happen?
Mm.
But what we do, we in so much of a reactionary mode, we wait to get fired, then we move.
Yeah.
So you wait to move on something you already was feeling. So it's very important because, see, once we expose the heart of the matter, if you're still stuck in matter, it's only because you want to be.
Right.
Because when we talk about the heart, we're talking about the center. So we're going to walk through this process to see what the center of all matter. I don't care what the matter a situation is, we go into the heart of it and hold this part for the heart energy. Hold this part for the heart energy. INNER, capital G. Your inner G. So when we talking about raw energy, we talking about fire. At the extreme state of energy, we talking about raw fire. I did the workshop in California, right?
Yes.
It was off the chain. I mean, I had so many self-discoveries. After leaving California 2 days later, I came home. I have 86 pages of notes that came in.
Hmm.
It opened up 86 pages after that workshop. And even the reward of that, I discovered something I've been working on for the past 12 to 13 years opened up. And I'm going to share that with you tonight. I'm going to share some of that anyway. Because we're still talking about energy, which is just like you said, you got fired, so we're talking about fire. That's what That's why you got to get off your ass. You got some. See, even when you get fired, they're trying to get you off your ass because you're getting too cold.
Yes.
That's why they say your world will not end with water. It's going to end by fire, because that's the only way you could transform matter.
Yes.
Everything that's the matter has to be melted down and transformed and reshaped, remolded. It could only happen with fire. So your personal situations or your personal matters must be purified in fire. It has to be tested. Listen. The fire tetrahedron. Where the firemen at in the house? They had to study the fire tetrahedron.
Yes.
Because there's certain components that comes together that produces fire. And if that fire tetrahedron is not solid, it cannot produce fire. The fire would go out. So why we keep talking, where are we with this fire? Where are we with this great ball of fire? Where are we that we enter in the lake of fire? The very last show I did with the return of the extraterrestrial beings,
yes.
We talk about at the end of this year that Saturn is making a move.
Mm-hmm.
12/21/2014, Saturn would be crossing over into the house of fire, which is Sagittarius. What'd that mean? Because you know, like each zodiac got his own house, right?
Yes.
But that's the fire house.
Yeah.
And Sagittarius is the archer, so that's the fire chief. And you know, wherever there's smoke, there's fire.
There's fire.
That's why they're smoking all that weed in Denver and Washington and California, because where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right. Oh, yes.
Go check out the special on CNN. They're doing the 60, the tribute to the 60s, just 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How they was hosing black people with fire hoses, killing black people.
Yes.
That just 40 years ago, this level of hatred that never left today, because they were firecrackers.
Wow.
Cracker was on fire. In Mississippi and Alabama was the fireplace.
Sure was. Oh, yes. Yes.
So, I have to give you these dates. The years I'm getting ready to give you are the same exact years. Different expression of the same exact years. Give you three dates. 1955, 1985, 2015. Give you those three again. Write them down. Study your history. 1955, 1985, 2015. This is the ETA. We going into the estimated time of arrival. If you notice, each one of these years end with five.
Mm-hmm.
And these are 30-year intervals in between each one. 1955 developed 1985. 1985 is going to mirror in 2015. 2015 will show itself again in 2045, where we'll see the result of that.
Yes.
So I want to start with 1955, because I want to show you. I want to show you something. 1955 is where everything snapped. This is when the universe was taking a snapshot of the planet Earth. This is where everything snapped. And when something snapped, it breaks its position. You need to understand what happened in 1955 to understand what's happening today, ETA. And what happened in 1955 was a result of 1925, 30-year intervals. The snap 1955, the boycott against transportation, Rosa Parks. It was so many movements going on at that time. And this was a result from what Marcus Garvey did, 25, showed up in 55. This was the snap. What you saying, Ms. Boone?
I was saying you were talking about Rosa Parks and the back of the bus with the boycott. But here's something that just made that snap, like you were saying, that snapshot so impactful. And it actually happened 9 months before Rosa Parks. And this is a story that many people don't know, that before there was Rosa Parks, there was someone else who did this first. In fact, there were five other young black women who did it first. But none of them made any impact like Rosa Parks. And let me tell you why. There was a young sister. She was 15 years old. Her name was Claudette Colvin. Now, check this out. Claudette was 15 years old. She was living in Birmingham, Alabama. She was a part of the civil rights movement. She was a part of the youth NAACP. And she knew Rosa Parks. They knew her. But this was not an ordinary 15-year-old. And I understand what you're saying, Brother Bilal, about the snapshot, taking a snapshot of the planet. Because I think about when we were talking and you were explaining to me about the different soul groups and these children who are in these different soul groups and the ages when they fall into that group of the age 15, they are mirroring that time in 1955. Let me tell you how I know this for sure. This young sister, Claudette, was one of these young sisters that really just hands down did not take no shit. But let me tell you why she didn't take no shit. She didn't take anything, no shit from nobody. And the reason she didn't was because of her family. It was because of her father. It was because of her mother. It was because of the people in her life. And when she was 4 years old, she had her first experience with fire. She understood what happens when fire comes to your ass. They were inside of a store. And, of course, we know that there was a lot of tension going on at that particular time. And she was living in Birmingham. She was living in Montgomery, Alabama. And when she was in the store with her mother and she was 4 years old, there were some white boys that came in. It was about four of them. And they were walking in around the store and they kept looking at her. And she kept looking at them. And back then, that was a no-no. So the four young white boys came over and grabbed her and said, "We want to see your hand," because they wanted to compare their skin color to her skin color. And she did something that her mother and her family had warned her not to do. But she got a very valuable lesson out of that fire, like you said, Brother Blau, that the firemen understand that there are certain elements that have to be in place in order for a fire to grow. We know fire is about passion. We know fire causes growth. fire causes evolution. And what happened is immediately when she reached her hand out and told the little white boys it was okay for them to look at her hand and compare their skin colors to her, her mother slapped the shit out of her. And her mother told her, don't you ever, as long as you live, do that again. And she explained to her why. That you do not follow just because somebody told you to do something, you don't follow along. You don't walk yourself into the lion's den. You don't walk into the furnace. You do not invite destruction upon yourself. But you stand for your own dignity. And Claudette never forgot that. So here she is, 15 years old. They're riding on the school bus. Not the school bus, the city bus, excuse me. 15 years old. It's her and her girlfriends. And guess what? It happened to be Black History Month. They were talking about this at school. The schools were segregated in. So in her school, she's sitting in the classroom. Her teacher is telling them about telling them about Harriet Tubman. Her teacher is telling them about Sojourner Truth. Her teacher is talking to them about Madam C.A. Walker. All of these sisters that I talked about in that channel I got some years back in Sisters of Transformation, Never to Be Forgotten. And here is proof that they do come to you, that they do come to your side, that they do rescue you. So here's Claudette. She's sitting on the bus, got her feet swinging because she was the baddest chick in the group. And all the little kids knew that Claudette didn't take no shit because her mama taught her that. She was respectful, but she wasn't going to bow down. And after she got that energy of Harriet Tubman and the railroad and understand what her people had been through, she snapped. But she had her snap moment when she was on the bus. She kept seeing the bus driver look at her through the rearview mirror, and she kept looking at him because she wasn't afraid to look into the eyes. We have to teach our children that, and I always taught my children that. When someone's talking to you, you look at their eyes. And it's a reason that you go and you look directly into a person's eyes, because we know the eyes are the window to the soul. We'll have to talk about that a little later. So anyway, they were looking at her. So all of a sudden, a white woman comes on and she's like, it's hot on this bus. Oh, it's so hot and I don't see a seat. Where am I going to see? So the bus driver looks up. He looks directly because, see, we always know the baddest chick. We always know the baddest brother. We always know the one that's going to give the resistance. We always know the one that can produce the fire. And usually that's the one that gets challenged. So he wasn't looking at those other little girls. He was looking directly at Claudette. And he told Claudette, get your little black ass up and give her your seat. And Claudette looked him dead in his face, and she said, no, I'm not getting up. And you can't make me, because I have rights. I can sit on this bus, and I ain't got to move for nobody. I deserve to be on this bus just like everybody else. Now, can you imagine a bus that has been segregated? The front half of the bus is primarily white folks. The back half of the bus, primarily black and their children. But wait a minute, it was some damn adults there. And all of them jumped their ass up. They jumped up.
15-year-olds stood up.
They jumped up, that's right. But Claudette was the only one sitting there. She crossed her goddamn legs. She straightened her glasses. And she sat there swinging her legs and said, I'm not moving nowhere. So one of the little girls tapped her and said, Claudette, you got to get up. You know what they going to do to you, Claudette. You got to get up. Claudette said, didn't you just hear what we learned in class about Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman? Don't you know the struggle is real? I'm not going nowhere. They going to have to drag me off this bus. So the bus driver immediately pulls the bus over. He gets up. He walks to the back. He looks Claudette in her face, and he says, I'm going to give you one more chance, girl, to get up. Once again, Claudette looked him straight in his eyes, and she said, no. Not no, but hell no. I'm not getting off the bus. So all of a sudden, he starts calling around for somebody to go get the police to come drag her ass off that bus. And drag her off, they did. They dragged that ass off the bus. They arrested this 15-year-old child, okay? They arrested Claudette. And Claudette said, you know, when I was sitting there, honestly, this is what she told me. There was a part of me, Miss Blue, that wanted to get up. But you know why I didn't get up? Because I looked to my left, and I seen Harriet Tubman standing there, and she told me, don't you move, child. And I looked to my right, and Sojourner Truth was standing next to me, and they both said, we got your back. Don't you move. And she said, I didn't move. I sat there. And I waited. They arrested her and they put her in jail. But oh no, this 15-year-old did not stop there. Because this is something about our history many people do not know. Claudette took their ass to court. And she sued the government. And she won. So you got to ask yourself the question. How come we don't know about Claudette? How come we don't know about Claudette? Now, here's the interesting story. She knew who Rosa Parks was, and Rosa Parks knew who she was. Rosa Parks knew her. She was a feisty young lady. Well, maybe not lady. She was a feisty little child that they thought had way too much mouth, and that she was not exactly where they felt she should be. Like, we look at some of our 15-year-olds now, and they want to do things so completely different than our generations and generations before, and we label them. We allow our school systems to label them. We allow our society to label them. So when Claudette and Rosa Parks met, Claudette told Rosa Parks what happened after she got out of jail. Because remember, she was a part of the NAACP youth organization. So they all got together and said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They said, nah, we can't let this 15-year-old lead this because that ain't going to work. Because she got a smart mouth and she's a fast-ass little girl. We ain't going to let her get out there. They said, so what we're going to do is we're going to give this task to Rosa Parks. So I don't know about you, Brother Bilal, but you know how we work. I was curious. So I, you know, channeled Claudette. I said, Claudette, what was the real reason they did not let you do that and they gave that task to Rosa Parks to do? She said, well, Miss Blue, here's the deal. I was pregnant. And I wasn't married. One. Two, my family was considered, not by white folks, but by black folks, to be lower class. And Rosa Parks had the look. She had the good hair, and she had that skin color. She had the look. and she was a part of the NAACP. She held a position. And she also told me something else. She said, you know, it was really some trying things going on. It was really some tough times. And she said, I remember all of these things that I had to deal with as a young child. And these things that I was dealing with as a young child, the things that she was dealing with as a young child, she said she remember that when you went to the store, you couldn't try on no clothes. And she said that bothered me because I liked to dress. She said you wasn't allowed as a black person to try on clothes, and what you had to do was bring a brown paper bag when you wanted to buy shoes and trace your damn feet and take that in the store. And she said, I was sick of that. The other reason is, she said, when they decided to do what they wanted to do, I didn't want no credit for none of that. I wasn't interested. I wasn't trying to get no credit. I wasn't trying to lead no damn march. I was just trying to do what we all should be doing. Didn't want no credit. She didn't want no credit at all. In fact, after all of this kicked off and she won her case, she moved to the Bronx, New York, where she was a nurse. She went on. She didn't go around crying about, oh, ain't nobody safe. Nobody ain't give me credit. Right. Rosa Parks got her. She didn't do any of that. Not any of that. But she challenged the law. Universal, spiritual, mental, and physical. She challenged the law. And she did that on March 2nd. 1955. So that was a big part of the snap.
Oh, yeah.
That happened. Yeah.
Well, you know, you keep hitting the damn poodle. The poodle go damn snap. You can't piss anything off. See, beans are not designed to be snapped. We are not snap beans. And why do this make a difference when I say 1955? Because we're catching hell 1925, 1915, 18. It's the position of where Saturn was. Saturn had entered that house of fire and took a snapshot of the bigger picture. These are photographers.
Yes.
So that's what the snap is about.
Wow.
But this is when the shit snapped because of the position of Saturn. If you don't think the planets are important and we have a direct connection and we put them in the damn sky, let the moon go out of orbit and see don't we drown on this damn planet, because it's because of the moon the water don't cover the whole Earth.
And I want to say this, too, about Claudette, that, you know, she's 74 years old right now, and she lives in the Bronx, New York, you know, where she's a nurse. And even when she testified, I just thought about what you were saying about the planets and about Saturn moving, because one of the things when she was going against her trial, because it ended up going through, she went through the United States District Court, and then it moved on to the Supreme Court. And even though there were other people there who witnessed this, but they considered her, and she was the last witness to testify, and they considered her a star witness. And that's what they called her, a star. She was a star witness. And 3 days later, the Supreme Court issued an order to Montgomery and to the state to end bus segregation in Alabama. So that was Claudette Colvin. She did
that's
that.
Just do. That's right.
And she's that's right.
There's so many people not mentioned.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And see, 55 was the gateway to 85, 1985, which positioned us tonight because the 85 is 13.
And I want to say this before we leave 55. I just want to add this. That is also the year Albert Einstein passed away. Albert Einstein passed away in 1955. It was also the year that the book, The Notes from the Native Son, came out. Yeah, powerful.
Yeah, because we are talking about energy.
Yes.
And see, Einstein was fascinated with light. But life can't exist without its origin. See, because there's something beyond light. There's something bringing shit into the light. Light is moving at 670 million miles an hour. But there's something moving faster than light that brought light into existence. So don't tell me about light. Because what happened in 1985 was the manifestation of 55 that came into the light. Because whatever in the dark got to come to the light.
Yes.
So you can't get no damn light without darkness.
Yes.
85, 85 is 13 is where crack, kill, Applejack. This was the crack era. This was the genocide. This was a pocket full of stones. So this position, this is when Yellowstone start talking. Because the streets at Yellowstone right now are crackling.
Yes.
Will the super volcano blow? Yes, it will soon, because it's a major sign, because Yellowstone, you know what the real Yellowstone is? Venus. That's the Yellowstone. Yellowstone National Park is corresponding with Venus, and everybody on this planet has a Yellowstone in its solar plexus. You don't just have a third eye stone. You have a Yellowstone, and Yellowstone will respond to the gods. Watch what I tell you.
Yes.
So we're talking about Venus, which is the heart and soul of Yellowstone National Park. That's why it's getting hot in here. Talking about fire. Shit, what Nelly said?
It's getting hot in here.
So look, so 55 was snap, 85 was crackle, now we're 2015.
Pop. Pop.
We talking Rice Krispies, y'all. We talking about snap, crackle, and pop.
Yes.
So 2015 is the return of pop. Papa wasn't a Rolling Stone. Papa was a Yellowstone. Yellowstone Park. So what is the $64 million question? My little boy playing baseball, he going to the World Series, Miss Blue. He did his thing, but he didn't do too good at his second game he had. He hit a pop fly. He hit a pop ball. He popped it in the air.
Because
2015 is where pop blows the weasel. Pop goes the weasel. But everybody getting ready to meet pop. Pop life. This in 2015, the return of pop. B Big Papa. Also, Tupac is coming back. You will see it. The person that has the entity in the spirit of Tupac right now don't even know it, but it will show itself soon. It has to cross over because it's going to cross into Sagittarius where Pops come alive. But guess what this Pop is about?
Mm-hmm.
This Pop is about popping the big question.
Mm.
Will you marry me?
Wow.
This crossover of Saturn moving into Sagittarius about popping the big question, because the spirit and the soul is looking to get married because they are natural soul mates.
That's right.
Say, meet me at the altar in December and throw the Rice Krispies. Because you throw rice at the weddings. And by me exposing Rice Krispies, this makes me a serial killer. I just killed the 3 Snap Crackle. I killed them. Fruit Loops. You shopping loops for money? You making loops for money? Do you know we came here with a universal bank account that can't be tapped into? Do you know where my bank, my shit is so located and discreet, you can't tap into that?
That's right.
Don't mess with Pops. See, the rice is for good luck.
Mm.
See, the rice is farmed by the yellow man, the Chinese, the yellow man, Yellowstone.
Yes.
Can everybody write lucky down, please? Write lucky.
Write lucky down, you guys.
Please write lucky. You wrote lucky.
They got it.
Circle the K because you're going to need it later. Circle the K. Now we call talking about Lucy. Take the K out of lucky. So we're talking about Lucy. The ancient mother of Africa, the movie coming out, that's Lucy.
Yes.
That she had some chemicals that erupted in her body, in her belly. Solar plexus, Yellowstone erupting. She's going to 100%. Lucky is Lucy.
That's right.
It was also Lucy in the Lego movie, Lucy.
Yes.
That's what the Lucy is, getting back to 100% of your brain power when the last time it's been done. Guess where all the chemicals at for all of our superpowers, Miss Blue?
Mm.
At the Yellowstone.
Oh. Yes, Yellowstone.
When the Yellowstone erupts, it's going to be putting all the chemicals and gases in the atmosphere.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She had a chemical reaction, the light beams in her snap inside of her body. That's why on the movie she's shooting people, she's dropping them. She snapped.
she snapped.
It was a chemical reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The chemical reaction sits in the heart of the fire tetrahedron.
Mm.
If you don't have a chemical reaction in the center of the fire tetrahedron, you don't have a fire. And the world can't end by water. It's got to end by fire, but it's going to be a chemical reaction. This is what brought me to Cali.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I went to Cali to do the chemistry of the soul.
Yes.
The people, look, all Remix family in the workshop, it was so powerful.
Yeah.
I had been talking to these people and did readings for these sisters, brothers for 2-3 years now, and we finally get a chance to meet and break bread, and they did not disappoint.
Mm.
And I got permission from them to talk about the chemistry of the soul, because I got to give the three chief principles of the soul, because the chemistry, the chemical reaction brought me to Cali.
Yeah.
The night before I boarded to get on the plane to go to California, the entity, the being that's over all chemicals woke me up 3:33 in the morning, Central Time. And it brought me to this place. I must say it. The people that have this information, only the people in California who attended the workshop. I haven't talked about it since.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Besides my brothers. 50 miles above the earth, there's a layer called the chemisphere. Chemosphere. 50 miles above the earth is the chemisphere. It's the seventh layer in the atmosphere where all the chemicals for this planet resides. A chemisphere. When I went to research the chemisphere, California came up. Not even in California yet.
Mm.
I'd never heard of goddamn chemisphere, to be honest with you. So not only their mind was blown, my mind was blown too. Shit. But when I pulled chemisphere up, California came up. In the connection with chemisphere in California, there's houses high up in the mountain. They're so high, octagon-shaped houses. They're so high in the air, they call them chemisphere. Because it's so high in the air. 50 miles above the earth. All right? So, I'm going to give you the three elements first that makes up the soul and even the connection with California, and then I'm going to give you the being that sits over the chemisphere. And we're going to walk through these. We'll walk through them pretty fast because I want you to do your research on them. The first element that makes up the soul on a periodic table, element number 6, carbon. No surprise.
Right.
Graphite, diamond, carbon, charcoal, all the same thing. Soot. Carbon in the sun, stars, comets, you name it. It's in all living elements, carbon. All elements in the body contains carbon, the DNA, the protein, everything in existence has carbon. It's the building block for life itself, carbon. There's no other bonding agent like carbon, the fourth most abundant free-flowing element in the universe, carbon, dark matter, dark energy.
Yeah.
Because it's three we're going to put together in this part of the threefold flame of God. Chemistry of the soul. First, carbon. Now we can ready to get a little tricky. The next one, barium, B-A-R-I-U-M, periodic table number 56, barium. It's an alkaline earth metal, salt metal. We're talking about the makeup of the soul. The word barium has its origin in weight, in depth, in heavy. The abbreviation for barium is B-A, the ba. which is the soul.
Yes, the soul.
The Kaaba. This is Bahrainium. They mine Bahrainium to put in spark plugs. Bahrainium is put in spark plugs and fireworks. Cause we talking about firecrackers. We just had the 4th of July with fireworks. Bahrainium is inside of there. The Bahrainium on this earth reacts with water to produce hydrogen. These elements are from the beginning. I'm talking about from the beginning.
The very beginning.
So look at the connection with California. Look, there's a stone called bionite that contains Bahrainium. Check out bionite. It's the official gemstone of California. I didn't know that. Bahrainium is the spirit behind all metals. Bahrainium. Bahrainium is electric. Check this one out. It's the chief principle in brimstone. Remember when we were young and telling you about hell, fire, and brimstone? Because Bahrainium holds the heat. And if you was to flash a light on the stone of Bahrainium in it, when you take the light off it, it's going to continuously shine after you take the light off. Because there's something in Bahrainium that makes it glow. So it's just like if me and you talking, Miss Blue, and you get hit with some light, and you be talking, and the light's going off in your head. Even when I leave, you're going to constantly have that golden glow because of the Bahrainium in you.
Yes.
Guess what Bahrainium is, Miss Blue? What the third eye is to the human being, Bahrainium is to the universe. Bahrainium is the real Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Bahrainium is the illuminating man. Bahrainium. In California, we activated the Bahrainium. It's connected to your superpowers.
Superpowers.
Bahrainium, B-I, the Ba. We good? Because we're going to the third head. We're going to the last head of this before I expose who the being is, and only the people in California know who the being that sits over the entity of the chemicals.
Yes.
The third part of this equation of the soul, of the Godhead, is number 19 on the periodic table, the K. Remember earlier I told you in Lucy, which is lucky, I say circle that K because you're going to need it later because I'm getting ready to expose to you why Lucy is so lucky. The K. Check this out, Ms. Blue. Now look. The workshop was done in Thousand Oaks.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
When you say 10K, what do you mean when you say K?
1,000.
10,000. The workshop was done in Thousand Oaks. I didn't set that shit up.
Nope.
We didn't have no idea how this was set up.
That's right.
K is also the agent that hung out with Will Smith in The Men in Black, The Men in Carbon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody, listen, because we're talking about K Jewelers. We're talking about K Carrot. K is really the key to the soul. This is the key to the universal, the universal. This is what we're talking about. I'm not making this up.
That's right.
Listen, everybody, write this down. The K is rooted in Nana. N-A-N-A, Nana, Nana.
The Nana.
Who is Nana?
Nana. That's right. Nana.
My grandmother.
Grandmother.
I'm looking at my grandmother picture right now to talk about this.
Yes. That's what my kids
The kid is the grandmother. What don't the grandmother is the foundation to the whole damn family. She keeps the whole family together. Nana.
Nana. Yes.
K is the soul of the universe, periodic table number 19. Now, here's the question. What is K? And why do they have K for what this element is?
Hmm.
K is potassium.
Yes, yes.
Now, how do K line up to potassium? Ask them in the chat room, which fruit has the most potassium on this planet?
Which one, you guys? Which fruit has? There you go, banana.
This whole thing is about banana. The Ba is the soul. So we talking about the soul of Nana Bananas. We have been split from banana. We've been split from Nana, from grandmother. Potassium is the grandmother of the whole fucking universe.
Yeah, Nana.
But they split you from Nana. They call it banana split. This at Baskin Robbins, they banana split your ass. They put three spears, three planets in the middle. The white man, the red man, the chocolate man, and they banana split your ass.
That's right.
And potassium is not a free flowing element in the universe. You got to go and get potassium because it is the electric to the body. Potassium, the banana also has an element that's in fucking Prozac. It heals depression in the damn banana.
Yes.
Do you know how many people on Prozac?
That's
Do you know
right.
how many control freaks that can't control their life on Prozac?
Yes.
Because they don't listen to Nana. That's why Lucy is so fucking lucky, because she listened to her grandmother. Potassium is the element of the life force of the whole universe.
Mm.
It's potassium, but they gave you pot to smoke. You short of the tassium, but you got pot.
You got pot.
It's a nerve. Bananas are electric. Listen good, Miss Blue. Bananas are the keys to the moon. The Prozac adjusts your mood. So bananas are the keys to the moon, to your mood. The moon key. Who eat bananas, Miss Blue? The moon keys, the monkeys?
Keys, the monkeys, yes.
Monkeys, the monkeys eat bananas. That's why they gave you Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
wow.
why they gave you cornflakes with your bananas.
Do you
but
know
now they got you eating Wheaties.
Wheaties, bananas are...
You're smoking Wheaties. You're smoking Wheaties now. You're just smoking weed. You're not eating bananas.
No, not for you. Yeah. Yeah.
Potassium is the grandmother. We talking about at the origin of life itself.
Yes.
Now, who is this being that sits over all of these chemicals? I'm going to show you exactly who it is. write this down.
Write this down, you guys.
When you're in school, write the word chemical, C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L. Write the chemicals down. I'm getting ready to show you the beam that woke me up and that sits over all chemicals. And I want you to look at the chemicals as different agents and hues. They're like a coloring book. It's like crayons. You take the colors and you fill in and pull down what you want from the elements of chemicals. They start filling everything in. Do you have the word chemical written down?
Write it down. They got it.
Because Kim means black, right?
Yes.
The Kim, the black god?
Mm-hmm.
Listen. The being that sits over all chemicals is Black Michael, Kim Miguel, Archangel Michael. That's what brought me to California, because we was coming up on the date he made his transition, the chemicals held by Archangel Kim Miguel.
Miguel.
Black Michael with the big nose.
Black Mike. Yeah.
And what we say, not necessarily Michael Jackson, but it's his childlike spirit. You cannot get into heaven unless you be as a childlike spirit.
Mm-hmm. Powerful. Powerful.
And there was a meditation that went with this.
Yes.
Ms. Blue, that meditation you did, that vision quest you did, look, look, because look, I ain't telling nobody this. At the end of the workshop, we cut all the lights out and all of us did the vision quest together.
Wow.
In the dark.
Wow.
Everybody that did this goddamn vision quest, fucking reading, thought all this shit, the fucking superpowers activating off that damn vision quest, because you brought them into the chemisphere in that meditation, in that vision quest.
And here's something I want to share with you guys, because this is actually my first time hearing some of this as well. I did, Brother Bilal asked me to do the vision quest, and I did it, but there was no instructions on what to do. He just told me, you know, it'd be really nice if you, you know, did a vision quest, just channel it for what I'm going to be talking about, you know, for the workshop, to add to the workshop. The amazing thing,
gateway.
Yes, is that the vision quest lined up with everything that you were talking about, and we did not converse about it.
I can't even explain. It was the way it make you feel after you do. I'm not just saying this shit. This is. I'm not even tell you the result after we did, because y'all go. You think I'm crazy after an hour after each person did it. Something very significant happened.
Yes. Yes.
It was serious.
Yeah.
In the example I gave of this vision quest, and I called Brother Banks out there in Baltimore, right? I said, look, the workshop tonight, I need you to do this vision quest. I said, this is how I want you to look at it. I said, you know, think about going on a trip out of town, and your suitcase is inside of the closet, and the suitcase on the top shelf. I said, what you got to do with the suitcase? He said, you got to pull it down. I said, yes. I said, that's what I want you to do. I want you to do this vision quest, go to the chemistry, and pull it down.
Boy, did it pull down.
I damn near talked to him in almost a week now. He's so damn busy because he done pulled all his shit down.
Yes.
Shit. I'm looking for him now. You know what I'm saying? But something happened an hour later. I said, man, maybe this is a coincidence. You know, so I called Brother D. Look at the Brother D. Look, I got this meditation. I gave him an example about going out of town. I said, man, go to the meditation. Do the vision. I'm going to see something. He did. He called me. I said, "Ooh, brother, relationship is off the chain." An hour later, something happened. I was like, "Damn, hold on. The same exact goddamn thing happened on the planet?" Miss Blue, at the end of the night, remember I just told you we cut the lights off?
Yes, yes.
Everybody did the meditation together. Do you know an hour after the damn workshop, the same thing happened that happened earlier that day?
Wow. Wow.
I'm talking about something major in the news.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. It is definitely powerful. I went back.
So,
And did it myself, you know? Yeah.
So what has the Yellowstone talking? Because Michael sits with the Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have this movie, I, capital I, Origin, coming out, where they're studying the eyes, and he's saying the eyes are the window to the soul and all the past lives. Pull it up and check out the trailer, and don't see if Ms. Blue has been accurate all these years, people telling you this information.
Yeah, they listen to the
eyes
remix.
Eyes are the windows.
I Origin.
It's coming. They got to give it to you because you're waking up to it anyway. So will the Yellowstone blow? Yes, it will. It has no choice. And it started talking on June 25th, which was the date Michael transcended from this planet and went back home to the chemisphere. 25th of June, 26th of June, 27th of June.
Yes, yes.
If you're interested in that vision quest, Ms. Blue, I don't even know how to give it, to be honest with you. We'll talk about that. Because that activates some serious shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real.
It is. Yeah. It's yeah. Mm-hmm.
But hold on. Let's get back on track because we're here to talk about what's the heart of the matter.
Yes. Yes.
What is the heart of the matter? What's the heart of all matters?
Mm.
There's another word I want you to factor in for matter so you could understand what this is saying and what it means. M-A-T-T-E-R is another way of saying mass. Talk about Einstein, E equals MC squared, mass, M-A-S-S. What's causing all this bullshit that's going in your life and why you stuck in all them fucking masks? Because you keep wearing these fucking masks, M-A-S-K.
Yes.
You got so far away from your African mask. You hung your African mask on your damn wall.
Because
you're wearing these other damn masks. Because this awakening we talk about is massive.
Yes, yes, yes.
And only those who woke up before will wake up again. So this is not for everybody. The gods will walk the earth already are again. But you caught up in being part of the masses. Dealing with no facts. And you cannot get matter without facts. If matter is not coming in your life, it's because you're not dealing with facts. As a matter of fact, you can't tell me you're a goddamn energy worker and not produce matter because they're the same exact thing. Energy would be water. Mass would be the ice cube. They are just two different forms of the same exact thing. Matter is energy and energy is matter.
Yes.
So let me show you the heart of the matter. Right, Kim. K-H-E-M.
Right, Kim, y'all.
Not like your favorite singer, K-E-M, talking about it's a matter of time.
I love
K-H-E-M. with that K-H-E-M, I want you to put an, A-N, in front of it. Because this is really the heart of the matter. It should be A-N-K-H, which is the Ankh. What is the heart of the matter? The Ankh is the heart of the matter. It's your life force energy.
Yes.
Whatever matter or situation you have, every piece of matter on this planet, energy, the energy, I-N-N-E-R, capital G, is the heart of all matters.
Yes.
The Ankh, your uncle.
Yeah.
Your daddy brother, which is your uncle, your unk. What's up, unk? That's the heart of the matter. People robbing you of your damn energy. They're draining your fucking battery and you turning it over to them.
Yes.
Every time you get stuck in someone else's matter, you can't figure it out because it's not yours.
Right.
So who robbing you of your energy? Is it your job? Is it your sister? Is it boss man robbing you? Is it that damn car note you can't afford that's robbing your damn energy and you can't even put no gas in that shit? You cannot. You can't know energy and everything, and energy is matter.
Yes.
Because when you get to the God state of being, nothing matters. Because it's moving too damn slow.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Anything that you have not manifested is moving faster than the speed of light, because if you know how to slow it up, it will come into the
matter.
Light.
Yes.
You have not figured out how to slow your thoughts up so they become physical thought things. It's something you have to inject in your thoughts so you can slow them up, and they slow down to the speed of light. But God stayed in mind. God keeps his own energy because nothing matters. God stay cool because God is in air conditions. You know, like you are heir to the throne?
Yes.
God is one who is the heir to all conditions. That's why it's called the air condition. So what condition you in? You in hell, that's your attitude putting you there.
Yes.
You in a good place in your life, that's your attitude. That's you the air to your conditions. It's in the damn air. And the attitude is in the air. And I'm going to close with saying this, and I didn't even know I wanted to give this, but I got to give it. I got to give it. What is God for us? Who is God? What is God? The scientists are baffled today because they can't figure out what is God? What is the G in God? I'm getting ready to give you the $64 million question answered. G-force is God. God is gravity. If it's any God you will ever know on this planet, it's gravity.
Yes.
Because you hold a metal ball in your hand and you hold a plastic ball in your hand and you drop them at the same time, they're going to land at the exact same time. So that means I don't give a fuck if you the president, if you the damn pop with an E, which is a pope, or you the bum on the street, you all dying the same damn way because of gravity, and God sits at zero gravity. The scientists can't figure out what gravity is because there's a breaking point in gravity. But I'm getting ready to tell you why they can't figure out what gravity is. They can't figure out what gravity is because of its origin. Gravity origin is ingratitude.
Wow.
That's why they can't figure it, because the origin of gravity is ingratitude. What the attitude is to the being, gravity is gratitude is to the universe. You're not going to get out this fucking equation without having gratitude. Gratitude is the attitude to the whole universe, and you will not humble yourself. You will not thank the people that help you. You don't even thank your fucking self. You don't have no goddamn gratitude left, and the goddamn magnetic field is eating up because you're no praying, no meditating, no thankful ass won't humble yourself. But something going to bring you to all fours. That's why we talked about mathematics before we took a zero gravity break, because when we're talking about energy, mat, M-A-T, is the prayer rug. So we're talking about the mechanics of a prayer rug is you bowing down, humbling yourself and saying, thank yourself. You get a goddamn BMW, run after a fucking Porsche, you never think what you got.
Yes.
People around you showing you all kind of love, you never show no gratitude.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And without gratitude, you can really get knocked off the planet fast. So will the Yellowstone blow? It has to, because I'm talking to it, and it knows me well.
Yes.
Your gratitude is the attitude to the universe. That's why Elijah told Malcolm in the cell, he said, pick the lock, Malcolm. Humble yourself. Hit your knees, Malcolm. Pick the lock. Because can't no jail hold you. Can't nobody do anything to you. You don't have no fucking gratitude. You're not thankful no more. Look what I did for you. Self-giving. Care. Look what your mama did for you. You hate her.
Yeah.
Look what your dad did about you. You hate him. No gratitude at all. So what happened? Fire? You need Donald Trump to tell you fired. G-force. I'm at zero gravity. Nothing matters. Remember what nothing was, the spirit. There's nothing is the spirit. Nothing could move faster than the speed of light.
Yes.
I hope you heard that.
Oh, yes.
No thing is the spirit. See, the spirit is not a thing. There's a ceremony that's coming up. There's going to be a lot of fucking rice thrown around, and nothing is going to stop it.
Yes.
Because nothing is the impossible. Because when you're taking a thought, you're making something from nothing. So nothing will stop it, but let me tell you, nothing means spirit feelings, and nothing moves faster than the speed of light.
Light.
Give you one tip, with two addendums. Don't underestimate no damn body.
That's right. That's
Second
right.
tip, don't underestimate yourself.
There
I'm
it
done.
Is. Powerful.
I'm done.
Powerful. Very powerful. Brother Bilal, everybody from
Bilal. Why is this fire tetrahedron around this red, the hole is on fire? Will Yellowstone speak? Yes, because Yellowstone is in the gut of God.
Yes. Yes.
The Yellowstone.
Mm.
I salute. Done deal.
I salute. I salute.
Done deal.
Oh, wow. Powerful.
So that's why it's happening to Michael Jackson. And yes, because they know the energy of the childlike spirit. If you don't become childlike, you need to reach out to Miss Blue and see what she's doing with this vision quest, because everybody don't need to have it.
So true.
Because just like a 15-year-old girl had nerve. See, bananas give an electrical charge for the nerve because you lost the fucking nerve. You ain't got no fucking nerve no more.
Right. Mm.
Miss Blue,
wow.
I'm scared of one goddamn thing. I'm telling you, I'm being honest with you. Nothing.
Yes. Scared of nothing. Yes.
Test me. Nothing.
Oh. So powerful. So powerful, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And also, international listeners, you can Skype in as well. All of you listening from all over the world, you can join us. Just dial the U.S. country code first and then dial 646-652-2711. Now, we're going to be doing readings. And Brother Bilal, I want us to kind of give everybody some insight, because I see people already on the line. Hundreds of you are already on the line. And when you get on the line, if you would like to have a reading, press 1 and whoa. They pressing 1. They pressing 1.
Yeah.
Press 1. We'll jump around here. And we're going to be talking about getting to the heart of the matter, we'll be doing readings from there. So once you come on the line, you can give your name, tell us where you're calling from, and Brother Bilal, you want them to give you their birthday?
Yeah, birthday would be fine, so I could see on this end what's at the heart of the matter.
Yes,
because
then,
we have a Saturn that exposes the matter.
The matter.
It
yes.
exposes what has the energy stagnant, because remember, energy and matter is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll bring it into the light, because they got to come out of the darkness, because there's a mother and father to light.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Powerful. Mm-hmm. Mm.
I got a little hype, but I'm ready. I'm sorry about that. Shit.
I'm a little hype, too, as well. We're going to get ready to go to the phone lines here, so we'll do that. We're going to go to the phone lines, and let's go. I'm going to kind of jump around because, whew, it's a packed house up in here tonight. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 773, and it's a few of you. So 7739, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and you know the rest.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, Brother Bilal. This is Keisha calling from Chicago.
Okay, greetings
all right,
to you,
Keisha. Yeah. Keisha in Chicago, how you feeling?
I feel fine.
All right, good. Can you get the birthday while you let us know what's going on? What's at the heart of your matters?
Ha. 01. I'm sorry, January 21st, 79.
79?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How you feeling tonight? What's going
surprised.
On? Talk to us. Huh?
I'm so surprised to get through. I don't know. There's a lot going on.
You tell us what's going on.
Right now, I don't know. I got all types of issues, mommy issues, daddy issues, job issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. I don't even know where to start.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. What was your initial reading for pressing one? Because we were talking about getting to the heart of the matter.
Yes.
So what's the matter? What's the matter with you?
You can't solve it if you're scared to see it.
I feel stuck. I feel stuck. Not really sure, you know, where to go right now.
Okay.
I mean, as far as, like, my living situation, I'm stable, you know, I'm looking for a job. So, I don't know. It's just an uncomfortable place right now because it's a place I haven't been before. Yeah, just needing some stability.
Okay.
Tonight, I want to go straight to the heart. We don't need to be guessing with it. We're going to go straight to what the heart of the matter is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and be honest with you, none of this should be happening if you just learn how to listen. You don't want to pay attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
none of it.
Mm-hmm.
You constantly shut people out when they're saying when they're telling you something you don't want to damn hear. You don't listen. You see what happened? They are coming as a reminder. They are coming. People in your life coming as a reflection of you ignoring yourself. So what yourself do, yourself love you so much, yourself want you to marry it so much, yourself say, would you please just marry me? Why are you looking for all these fucking soulmates? Why are you looking for everybody else? What about me? Can you just listen to me? So yourself say, you know what, since you don't listen to me, I'm going to send you somebody else to tell you what I've been trying to tell you. When they come and tell you, shut them all the way out too. You don't listen to no damn body. You don't listen. You don't listen.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm being honest. You see, because we gotta even get out of the truth, because you're not gonna get nowhere. You already know what the heart of the matter is, because if you have a bunch of matters, that's where all of your energy is tied up to. Matter is moving real slow, and you're moving slow with it. That's why you stuck. That's why even your purpose is connected to your damn father. It's in your damn voice. It's in your voice, but nobody don't want to hear you because you don't want to listen to nobody else. That's why nobody don't want to hear your shit. You know you're here for the art. You know you're here for the arts. You know you're here to speak and sing and do all that shit. You already, I see it, I'm looking at it. But you don't listen, so nobody won't listen to you as a reminder. Stop it, because you're getting ready to hurt yourself for real. Getting ready to hurt yourself. So either you're going to surrender, either go humble yourself and then don't think you're the only one know the way and all this other shit. You don't know as much as your mother and father know.
Her call dropped. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her call dropped. Maybe she'll call back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Really, really good stuff. We're going to go to the next caller. I'll keep trying to check and see if she'll come back on the line, but we're going to jump around here and go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 205, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue.
Peace and greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Ramsey.
Okay, greetings to you,
Ramsey.
Please, Brother Belial.
How you feeling? What's happening with you?
Oh, I'm good. Just chilling.
All right.
I don't want to read. I already know.
You don't want to read?
So what you...
You don't want to deal with the heart of your matter, huh? What you calling to tell us? What's happening?
Y'all done told me the heart of my matter plenty of times.
Okay.
Right, right.
You got it. You got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just calling in because, you know, he was speaking on that K, you know, the potassium. And, you know, I see what you're saying because, you know, like, when you gardening or when you, you know, farming or whatever, you know, to make plants fruit or vegetables fruit, you know, come into fruition, you have to raise the potassium in the fruiting stage to make it bloom and come into fruition.
But that's what we're looking for, the sweet things in our life. We need the potassium back in our life to make shit sweet. The fruit.
Right.
The fruits of your labor is connected to the potassium.
That's right. Not artificial.
And I know you're a gardener. I know you know that.
Right.
But spell potassium. Spell the first three words of potassium.
P-O-T.
Stop. Because that's the heart of your matter, pot.
Sure,
and I ain't
is.
Talking about the flower pot. You smoking your potassium up.
You know what?
Your potassium going up in smoke. It's cool if you're in Denver and Washington where they just passed the law. Move and go out there so you could benefit and get the fruit of your labor. You grow everything else. Go out there, grow you some pot legally. Then everything will be K-O-K.
Okay. Yes.
Ms. Blue already told me that.
I know, but all you're doing is smoking pot. I need you to go out. I need you to go and smoke somewhere else.
Yeah.
I already know.
Before you go up in flames.
Yes.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to see if I can transfer with a job and all.
Ms. Blue been telling you this for 2 years.
You know what I'm saying? I'm working on it, you know. I just can't, you know.
That's good.
I ain't got nobody out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to go out there and just, you know, be like, hey, I'm here, you know.
You know what they say, sometimes ain't nothing to it but to do it.
That's right. And love would always find, trust me on this, love will find a way.
All right.
Yeah.
You love pot so much. The weed go make sure you got a place to stay. How that sound? The fucking birds, didn't that old Jesus say the birds got a fucking place to stay? You mean to tell me you can't go to California and say I'm the best pot grower in the fucking world? And they'll house you. You ain't got to worry about a place to stay. Stop smoking pot and go to grow you some. That's the heart of your matter.
Right.
And you can't even smoke that shit without fire. That's why we're talking about fire earlier. Snap, crackle, and pop on it, please.
Gotcha.
Stop eating that nigga cereal, dig them smacks. Man, get on it. Stop playing.
But I'm going to, look, we're not going to talk about the heart of your matter, though, for real.
We're not going to do it.
All right.
We already did, didn't we?
Hey, man, it ain't all me. You should have pressed one.
That's right.
I love you, bro, for real. Much love to you, Ramsey.
Yes, Ramsey, hold the line.
That's out of love, bro. All
right.
Oh, and I think the sister called back in. Let's see. 773. Let's see if she's back on the line. You there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. Hi. I just smacked it.
I'm sorry. What you say?
No, so we got disconnected. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Well, it right back to what I told you. It's a lot of relationships you're burning because you're not listening. And you truly born for the arts, but you're gonna miss your timing. Your window has opened and closed and opened and closed, and it's only stay open at certain periods. It's never too late. But you see what I'm talking about, gratitude?
Mm-hmm.
You suck with that shit. Yeah, you suck with that. And the only lesson your parents trying to give you is, would you please just listen? Would you just stop being so damn hard-headed? Why you got to go bump your head? Why you got to go live the experience and we already messed up? Other people are already fucked up like that. Why you got to go and do the same thing? It don't even make sense what you're doing. See, that's how I know you divine for real, because the shit you're doing don't make sense at all. See, when shit don't make sense, that's divine. That's divine. And see, when you stop being so damn secretive, you're going to have another a big opening. See, you talk about everybody else's shit, expose. You don't talk about none of your shit at all. All your shit stay in the closet. All you just secretive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not receiving because you're not open. You're not vulnerable. You're protecting yourself. I don't want to get beat. I don't want to get hurt. And you go stay in this condition. You go stay because your air condition, you done ran out of fucking Freon. It's hot. It's getting hot in here. It's hot. It's hot. You need to ride to St. Louis because it's hot. You need some Freon. And stop looking for free shit. That's not what Freon is. Humble yourself, please. And Ms. Blue, if you could channel a word, if you could channel one thing was at the heart of her matter from the other perspective, please. Because this sister is so talented and you're wasting it.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely tell you some things that are going on, and I know that, you know, oddly enough, the energy that is connected to your feel is really, this is really supposed to be your gateway, your portal that opened up for you, that is all about having fun. It's about joy. It's about excitement. It's about having fun. It's supposed to be all of that.
Yeah, none of that is happening right now.
None of it. But here's the thing. The truth of the matter is it really is happening. You're just not connected to it. It's happening right in front of your face, but you can't see it. You can't see it because you, at this point, have become, you know, you've become so, you kind of left your wheel. You know what I mean? And you've kind of given up. So you say you're stuck, but you really have given up. Here's a couple of things that I want you to focus on, because all of your issues, these things come from self-esteem, which is really about judging. So if there's one word that I can give you for you to begin to focus on, is that you have to stop judging. You have to stop judging everything, because that's what you do. You even judged you coming on the phone. You even judged you pressing one. You even judged your call dropping. So you really have to move out of that place and stop judging. You got to stop judging yourself, and you have to stop judging others, and you have to become fully focused. Focused on where you are, what is going on, and what needs to happen. You spend so much time thinking about all of the mistakes that you made and things and how you want it to be different that you burned up all of your will. So you have to get that back. Get into writing. Make sure that when you get up in the morning, you need to have records, because what's being impacted on you at this time is your solar plex chakra, but you have it spinning in the wrong way. So you need to get records of your emotions, and you need to start writing down your records, writing down all of those things that you know that can help re-energize you, whatever it is. Maybe it's dancing, maybe it's singing, maybe it's taking a hot bath. I want you to keep a record of those things. And when you find yourself falling back into that place of judgment, remember that you have work to do. Right now, we're in the time of the scribes. This is about recording. This is about physically taking pen to paper and writing down. So journaling is excellent for everyone to do tonight, to work your way out. Allow these free-flowing things to just flow out of you naturally, to come out. Stop worrying about what coulda, shoulda, woulda. Stop worrying about that. Stop worrying about the future, because your thoughts that you speak, you think, and do today is creating your tomorrow. You are in the future now. It will never come. And that's the misconception that everyone believes, that one day the future will come. The future is here now. That's why we have the rapper Future, to let you know the future is here now. It's not coming. It's now. So begin to create a practice for yourself. Give yourself some sort of structure, because you don't have that. You have to get focused again. So that means that you need to be on a schedule, because you don't connect to your purpose.
Huh.
All right.
And by all means, listen to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your mother. Listen to her. Really listen. Because you can't be talking and having this internal conversation while she's speaking to you. That's not listening. Listen. It'll activate your wisdom for you. You'll see. You'll see. In about 4 months, if you start to do this, of course, there's no time, but it feels like about 4 months, then you'll be back into your natural flow of things.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Make sure you call us back and let us know how it goes.
No doubt.
Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Debbie from Detroit.
Okay, Debbie. You know.
You know. birthday is okay. December 8th.
1967.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what's going on? What's the heart of your matters?
The heart of my matter is I'm having financial issues and relationship issues.
And relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's at the heart of all the matter? Which is that?
I was going to say, yeah, those two are, you know, my main issues right now.
That's all you're concerned with right now?
Right, yeah, that's about it.
And you say finances.
Right.
Mm. Okay.
Romance and finance, right.
Romance and finance. Mm-hmm. Mm, did you hear me just talk about the wedding?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's trying to get married. Something's trying to marry. Yeah.
It needs to be you to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, because nobody not going to marry you. Who else going to want you if you don't even want you?
For real.
Do you understand what Wi-Fi is? Wi-Fi?
The computer? The signal?
Yeah, like the Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh.
That's the connection with marriage. The F-I is for fidelity.
Hmm.
That's why them different countries be calling the marriage. You damn infidels, because they cheating.
Oh, God.
So, look, your money is low, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're not too prosperous.
Right.
Well, I'm getting ready to give you the key to it. Cheaters don't prosper.
I'm cheating myself.
Oh, hell yeah. You're not, your energy is so jacked up right now. See, because the main thing you're talking about is that love element. See, because that's what you want. You want that love for real. You want that love.
Right.
But you're not willing to show it. And then when you do show it, you show it too much. You put it all over. You become an infidel. So your Wi-Fi be all over the universe. I need you to start doing this thing one at a time. Because the sacred marriage is the marriage with yourself. And all at the heart of all of your matters, you don't finish shit. That's your snap, crackle, and your pop. Finish. That's all of it in a nutshell.
Yes.
Finish. I see medical field, I see accountant, I see perfectionist, I see all that shit. But finish. You don't finish. Finish. You here to serve. You in service.
Mm-hmm.
You damn sure you at just the heart of you. You wanna look out for everybody, you wanna serve, and then you get to a point where man, they start taking my kindness for weakness, so I'm gonna show their ass, and now you become an infidel. You start cheating.
Mm-hmm.
He cheated on me, I'm gonna show his, I'm gonna cheat on him with his boys or whoever, and now you ain't no better than him. So cheaters hang with cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you get on the late night show cheaters. Get in that big fight and fiasco. That's why it's your favorite show, because you're talking about cheaters can't prosper.
I can't stand that show.
I know you can't, cheaters. Think about it, because you don't want to see yourself on it. Stop cheating. Go the whole course. Stop looking for shortcuts.
Yeah.
Because when you talk about the chi, you're talking about the spirit. And you know the spirit and the soul is making this connection. It's like reunited. They get ready to hook back up. But your chi is you're eating away at your chi, at your spirit. You got to just do it right. Bring the integrity back in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about who fucked over you. Stop. Don't even look to mess over nobody. Take your lick and keep moving, please. That's the only way you'll clear the slate. Finish everything you start. If you can't do the shit, don't say you could do it.
Mm.
Stop promising shit you can't deliver. Because if you promise something that you can't deliver, you're cheating.
Okay.
If you go to the restaurant and you look at the menu and you want that goddamn salmon and that motherfucking asparagus and baked potatoes, and you look over at the other end, the right-hand side, that shit say $27, and you say, fuck it, I'm going to just get the grilled chicken for $13. You just cheated. And cheaters don't prosper. That's why you'll go home and still be hungry and make your damn fish sandwich. Because you're still hungry because you didn't fulfill your appetite. Because you cheated yourself, and yourself not getting ready to marry a cheapskate cheater. Buy the fucking fish, please.
Okay.
Buy the fish. I'm in New Orleans. Do you know they have gas stations that sell chicken? They sell 20 pieces for $10. People go to the gas station and get a 10-piece of chicken and $5 worth of gas. They don't get $10 worth of gas and $5 of chicken. They get $5 worth of gas and 10 pieces of chicken. They're cheating. Because they're being
I'm
cheap.
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
So your condition, because remember, heaven and hell are conditions from the state of your mind.
Okay.
They're conditions. So you have created a living hell for yourself. You done put yourself in that condition. That's why it's no air condition. It's not cold. It's not comfortable. It's hot in here. You in the chemical reaction.
Mm.
And if you get lucky, you might become Lucy. Get your bananas and listen to Nana. You done split from Nana. Go get your banana. Go get your banana pudding, your banana pudding, because this is the key to your mood. The moon key is the monkey, because you're monkeying around. Stop playing. Do the shit for real.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Great stuff. Great stuff. Here's what I'll say to you. I want to ask you a question. What is it that you want to do? You said that finance was one of those major things that's coming up for you. What is it that you want to do?
As far as work or just what I want to spend my money on?
What is it that you want to do?
I want to be able to pay my bills and...
No. I didn't ask you what you wanted to be able to do, but I asked what is it that you want to do, you want to do.
Oh, I want to pay my bills, and I want to
Maybe you can't hear the question. What is it that you want to do?
I guess I'm not understanding.
Right. And let me tell you, I asked you, what is it that you wanted to do, and you just told me all you want to do is pay your bills. There is a disconnect, because how are you going to do that? I said, what is it that you want to do? Not what you're being able to do, but what is it that you want to do?
As far as my career?
No. As far as your life, as far as you, as far as yourself, what do you want to do? And you don't know the answer to this question, and this is why you can't generate nothing. Do you want to dance? Do you want to sing? Do you want to sew? Do you want to cook? Do you want to run outside? What is it that you want to do? Because you know how the song goes. Nothing from nothing leaves you.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
And when I ask you, what is it that you wanted to do, you gave me nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
So I'll ask you again. What is it that you want
to
do?
And I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. So now, here's what I want you to understand, because we have moved into a time where can't nobody do your work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it. And if you don't know what you want to do, then guess what? Guess what you're sending? Guess what message you're sending out to the universe?
You don't want to do nothing. You don't need nothing.
No. You're sending the message that you don't want nothing. You don't want no man. You don't want happiness. You don't want no house. You don't want no, you don't want to be able to pay your bill. You don't want nothing. What happens when we start to go back to the nothingness? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
This is where we all must return, back to that space, the nothingness. Nothing. The first thing that you have to do is to be able to decide what lights you up, what feeds your spirit. What makes you smile? And before you say or before you think it, it can't be no man. we talked about this before because I'm in your energy field now and I'm reading this. And we went through all of these things and I gave you all of that work to do and you have done absolutely nothing. And I understand that there are certain things that you're dealing with. Actually, it's called ancestral recall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what ancestral recall is?
No.
Ancestral recall, and a lot of people really have this going on with them, is when some shit has happened. And we have those family members who have passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And we create this energetic vortex. Not for them to love and support us, but for them to come so we could just sit there and tell them how fucked up we are.
Hmm.
And that's what you do. You sit in that house, and you sit in that house like in The Color Purple. When Seeley said, I was sitting in jail, I was sitting in that jail, that's you. You sit in that house, and you sit in that house, and you don't do nothing. Here's the thing, and I'm going to move on from this, is that your ancestors are actually supporting you. They telling you, Deborah, get out the house. Deborah, you got to go do this. Deborah, girl, you got to clean up. I told you almost about 2 years ago to get your sacred space in order, and you have not. Still holding on to old things. Still holding on to things that you don't need. So once again, I'm going to ask you, what is it that you want to happen? Because you want something. I can tell you, but I want you to come face to face with you. What do you want to happen?
Right now, I just want to be free from this cage I've created.
Guess who can free you? Guess who has the key? Guess who has the key?
I do.
You do. So you got to start step
by
step.
I do. I married myself.
No, 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 no. You have not married yourself, sweetheart. Let's not play games. You ain't married yourself. You trying to run the hell away from you. But one of the things I want you to understand, it doesn't matter where you go, you're always taking you with you. When you get up in the morning, you need to open up all the blinds in the house because you have lost your vision for sight.
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
Because
right now,
you really are.
I have cataracts. I can hardly
see. Yes. You know why? You know, we know that everything that is happening in the spiritual shows up in the physical. You guys know I'm not guessing at this. Cataracts, you know what cataracts is about? It's about you losing sight of what's in front of you, not wanting to see your life, not wanting to look at shit for what it really is. You have to start having this conversation with yourself. You've got to start asking yourself, why have I not done this? Have that tough conversation with yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself that question. Because once you lose your sight, you go into darkness. And this is almost like you doing self-sabotage on yourself, punishing yourself. But here's the sad part for you. You don't even know why you're trying to punish yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to stop wanting something for nothing. So get up in the morning and let the sun shine in. Let the light come in. Take 15 minutes and begin to start working on putting your sacred space back together and getting rid of things.
Yeah.
You can do it. Or you wouldn't be on this call. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do it. You understand? Because can't nobody do it for you. You've got to do it. And you've got to start speaking to your body. You've got to start speaking to your eyes and telling yourself when you wake up in the morning, I can see clear. Put on the song if you need to. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. You can see. Stop acting like you're blind before you go blind.
I can see.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Peace and love to you.
Good working.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, sister.
All right. Peace and love. All right. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 412. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 412? I mean, 410. My bad. 410. I guess I didn't screw them up now. 410, we're going to come back to 410. 876, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Miss Blue.
Hello,
I'm Brother Bazo.
Hey, it's Brother Griff.
Yes, it's Griffin from Jamaica.
All right, how you doing?
Good day, man, good day. Good day. Well, I'll be honest with you. No judgment on myself, but I really press one because when you talk about the heart of the matter, I just felt something because I know my heart and knowing what's in there and doing and all that stuff has always been an issue. So I'm like, you know, I'm not making this opportunity pass me. So, and apart from that right now, there are a couple things going on. One of the main thing is I'm trying to understand why I find it hard to go and look for my father. And
hard to go into the what?
I'm trying to find out or understand exactly why is it so hard for me to go and look to visit my father, to visit him, to sit down and talk with him and stuff like that. And I feel I might partially know, but right now, I'm looking to go to school, university, and he said to me that he might help me. And when I thought about that, I started to think about the times when I was younger and he used to help other kids and all this other stuff. And I just felt jealous. And I don't know if it's, you know, I just haven't gone to look for him, and I have the time. I could have more than gone, but I just haven't. And right now, that's one of the situations. Another situation is where I live with my partner. It's not our home, and something recently, a conversation we had recently, just made me feel like, you know, I really want to have my own house and to be in a situation where I'm living life the way I want it, and I'm calling the shots. And to be able to really live my life and do the things I want. So that's really what is the matter with me right now. And
give me your birth date again, Griff.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's cool. That's all right.
It's fine.
13th of February, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed you guys so much.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
You're right here. Yeah, right here.
Yeah, true. For real, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm. 13, that's your day, sure.
Yeah, I know, right? I always tell people it's a lucky number, even though they try to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Friday the 13th thing, I'm like, no.
I love the 13.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
1 second, Griffin. Let me... I want to be able to give you some accurate information here. This is... Okay. Yeah, it you, shit, I mean, you called it this damn show with your father. All right? That's beautiful because that's letting me also know you are woke. All right? And you're constantly coming into your awakening. The situation, even with the house, even with having your own place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What happened with life, this is the design of it. It's designed to get you so hot that you get off your ass and do something about it. All right? And listen good. Everything you're desiring is moving faster than the speed of light. You still with me? You with me, right?
Yes, sir. I believe.
Everything you're desiring is moving faster than the speed of light. We have to help you put a system in place where you slow this shit up to come into the light. Earlier, I just say the origin of light itself has a mother and father, and you trying to do this shit without the father. That's why you constantly drain, because the father is your energy. It's not about the physical father that gave birth to you. It's a representation of the energy inside of you. This is what we'll do. You have made so many self-investments in yourself. I'm willing to get on the line with you sometime this week. Email me, and I'm going to show you how to slow every fucking thing up to come into the light. Because it's something you have to inject into thoughts to slow it up so it can manifest and show itself in the light.
Thank you so much.
The light is a byproduct, but you have to know the mother and father of light. So you well tapped into the mother energy, you're leaving the father's energy out. And that's why you can't go no fucking farther.
Yeah.
That's why you can't manifest material. That's why this is a matter, because energy and matter is the same exact thing. Griffin, nothing is the matter.
Nothing.
You just have to marry your father energy.
Yes,
because the only relationship you could ever have with people are the ones you have with your mother and father. Mm-hmm. You can't get around that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you stole, look. And you can't produce shit. I'm going to tell you the heart of your fucking matter.
I know.
Let's talk. Let's keep it real. It ain't your damn father. It ain't the heart of the matter.
Okay. All right.
Look. Take this for example. Do this for me. Give me one word that describes where you are. Just one. Don't be in a rush to give it. Ask yourself for that one word.
Well, one, it's Paradise.
It's what?
Paradise. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I can believe it. I can totally believe it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Wait, let's talk about that, because this is what everybody know. If you could crack one atom, you create a big bang. All right? You still with me, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. If you could crack one, I'm talking about one small atom. If you could take a watch. If you could bust that watch up so hard, you could create a whole universe, because it's no different from having a big bang. So we need to bust up paradise and see what the big bang, and see if we could get an explosion, because I need to bring you to the heart of your matter. In the heart of all matter is energy. Have you ever been to the casino?
No, sir.
Never been to the casino?
No, I've seen them on TV, though.
Check this out. Check this out. Watch this. Let's bust your word up, right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
You cannot get in paradise until you're willing to roll the fucking dice. You see, there's a pair of dice, and you have to roll the dice. You keep rolling snake eyes. You keep crapping out.
Wow.
So you scared to roll. You scared to take chances. But let me tell you what the heart of your matter is. Judgments.
What?
Making judgments on other people.
Oh, God, no.
And every time you make a judgment on somebody, you're rolling the fucking dice, because you're underestimating them and overestimating yourself. So when it's time for you to make a decision, you think you're going to get judged just like them. So you just hold the dice in your hand, and the dice are fucking loaded. The dice are fixed. You can't get into paradise unless you roll the dice. And I hope you roll a 7 heaven, because paradise is heaven.
Yes.
But you creating this condition.
Yeah.
From, because look, your father is your heir, right?
Yes, sir.
Because it's an heir condition.
Yes.
The judgment you making on him produced a living hell.
Oh, my goodness, God,
for you.
Are you serious?
That's the reason you have no house, because there will be no house where you don't want to go build that shit, because you're making too many judgments. And decisions and judgments is the same word, so that's why you don't make good decisions, because you're making fucking judgments.
Well, powerful.
So,
you
look,
know, Chris, mm-hmm, go ahead.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
E equals MC squared. You done box yourself in. So instead of rolling the dice, you have become the dice.
That's
all I am.
You done whatever?
I hope I am.
I love it very much, trust me, but you just knocked the wind. Oh.
Well,
okay.
that's good.
That
releaso. That releaso is good, because our body always knows the truth.
Damn. Yeah,
even when our mind doesn't know. And so that wind, that air that was is about speaking the truth. I'm just going to say a few words to you, and I'm going to let you go, Griffin. Just to kind of add to that, I want you to think about it. Throughout all of this, when Brother Bilal asked you to give you one word about where you were, you said paradise.
Yes.
Right? But yes, given the scenario of what you were talking about, everybody would think you were very far from paradise.
I know, right? Yes, ma'am.
But here is the thing. You have trained yourself. You have conditioned yourself. You have mapped out neural pathways inside your physical, spiritual, and etheric body to instantly go to the negative. So this is why, even though you can truly, your higher self was the person who gave you the word, and your higher self let you know that you was in paradise.
Jeez.
But it is your conscious mind that is trying to be in opposition of what the truth is. So the truth is, and what is really real, is that you have some work to do with your father. There are some things that must happen. But you really are in paradise. How do you know? Because all you have to do is review. Review the tape. Look at the history. Look at your records. And if you go back a year from now, 2 years from now, where you were, you are now in paradise.
Wow.
You're in paradise. You're in paradise. You are truly, truly in paradise.
Can I ask you a question, Miss Blue?
Yes.
When you say I have work to do with my father,
mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Right now I'm here and I need to talk to him, but what exactly? Can you shed some more light on that if possible?
Yeah, you need to talk to your father. That is work. You do need to face your father. You couldn't face him before because you hadn't made it to paradise. But you're in paradise now. So you can go talk to your father. You don't have to judge him. The reason that it is difficult for you to go talk to him because you want to judge him. But you realize.
I'm sorry.
Go.
Yes.
No,
I'm sorry. No, what I was about to say is I judge him, and the way I judged him over the years, it's the weirdest thing. A lot of the things that I'm so like him in a lot of ways. It's just, you know, it's weird. And
well, of
like,
course you're like him.
Yeah.
Of course you have those attributes and things of him. He's your father. That's why you chose him as your father. You're a lot like your mother. That's why you chose her as your mother. You chose that soul group.
Yes.
You chose that. So when you go talk to your father, see, this is why I say it's important to know your magic, because you could have been had this conversation with your father in the spiritual world before you have it in the physical world. You better know your magic. You sit down and you have this conversation with your father, and you come from the perspective of your higher self, and you talk to his higher self. And when you two meet, watch the magic happen. I do it all the time and have done it live here on the show. I have gone and talked to people through other people. You talk to your father before you get to him. You get all that negative shit out until you can reach the conversation that you are meant to have in this dimension at this time. Not past life conversations, but current time conversation. Paradise conversations. And as far as you wanting your own house, as far as you wanting to have your own, as far as you wanting to call the shots, you're already doing that. You're in paradise, remember? You took yourself there. You're not some throwaway. You're not some stowaway. You took yourself there. So you got to ask yourself that question and recognize that you are in the driver's seat of your own spirit. You're not a victim. You're not a hostage. You took yourself there. How dare you say you want to be somewhere to call the shot? You called the shot. That's how you got there. Gratitude.
Yeah.
Your attitude. If you cannot be content in your own paradise that you created, then there's only one other place you can go, and that's back to hell. And you know what that feels like, so don't play. It doesn't mean you can't keep moving forward, but you've got to recognize what you have created. Your higher self gave you the word paradise. It didn't say hell. It said paradise.
Wow. Yes, Miss Blue.
So that's what I got to say. Own it. Love it. Own it. Own it.
Wow.
Start having that conversation with your father and do it from the perspective of your higher self. If you want to throw stones, we already know what happens when you throw stones. That's why Yellowstone Park is about to blow now, because so many fucking stones have got thrown.
Yes.
Raise your frequency. Raise your vibration. It's time to become your higher self 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Wow. All right, Ms. Bloom. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love you guys so much.
Love you
top
too, Griff.
Side, bottom, everywhere in my heart. Love you guys.
All right. All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right, you guys. We are still live here, and actually we're in the after hours here, live in the remix. And we're in the after hours here with Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience. And you can reach out to him if you are interested in getting a soul alignment reading or the soul cycle calendar. You can reach out to Brother Bilal as well. And at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And so what we're going to do right now is we're just going to pause for just a short moment. We're not going anywhere. We're still going to be taking your call. So for those of you who are here with us in the after hours, stay tight.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, you guys. So, yeah, wow. Enjoying the share here tonight. Really getting to the heart of the matter. Really getting to the heart of the matter. Mm-hmm. Live in the remix.